welcome to the Double L Show on Kayak Fishing Radio. I am one half of your host, Mark Lozier, with my wife, Chris, on the other side of the house. How's it going, Chris? Everybody behaving so far?
So far, so good.
It's only almost, just begun.
It's almost a little disappointing.
When they behave?
Yeah. Like,
now you say that. Don't give them a license.
Can I push a button now?
Hit a button. Wake everybody up.
I don't know what kind of... Didn't we have a rooster? There it is.
Reveille, reveille, reveille. All right, everyone. People still filing in, refreshing, so we'll kind of take it slow here in the beginning, as I said. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate everybody giving up some time on their Tuesday evening to join us. If you're listening on your smartphones, welcome. Sorry you can't be in the chat room to play along here and maybe give Chris a run for her money and see if she can keep up with you. And we had some guests there a second ago. They refreshed and now they're not back. I'm going to say any time for the guests, but we'll wait and see if they pop back up. And if you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate you downloading the show. All right. What else we got going on there? Everybody's
here,
still coming in.
Let's get a promotional spot out of the way. Ready?
Okay.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Well, there you go. That's a good segue into one of the things we're going to cover real quick tonight is the upcoming Boondoggle in the Pensacola, Florida area, Big Lagoon State Park. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but I believe the campground is full already. Registration opened early last week, and it's already full.
I thought there were eight spots left.
Oh, eight. Excuse me. Okay. Well, probably won't be much longer until it is full then. So eight spots only left in the campground for 135 sites available. I think it opened, the end of the last week, so that went pretty quick. So if you're listening to our voice tonight and you want to get in on the Boondoggle and a campsite, you better go to yakangler.com, follow the links there to register now, and get your spot. Eight left. That's not many. So don't wait too much longer. But anyway, I'm sure there's plenty of accommodations and places to stay out in town. Who we had last week gave up his house for everybody that didn't make it to the campground. That was Chris Johnson, I believe. So, Chris, you might want to move between now and October because you probably have a lot of people taking you up on that. But Columbus Day weekend, mark your calendars, October 11th to the 14th. For more information and details, you can go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. They got a nice little page there. Pretty much gives you everything you're going to need to know, right down to the directions and how to find the place. So you get that, you're done in there. So anyway, like I said, if you're going to try to get to the campground, though, please go register now. It's about done. All right. Well, we did that piece already. That was good to get out of the way. We can keep moving. So I'm sitting here looking at, thank you, Don, by the way. Last week, everybody who listened in, if you didn't, you missed a good show with Paul Leibowitz, one of the people who were involved with the new Kayak Fish magazine, and our good friend Don Paredes, who's in the chat room, went by the exchange on base and grabbed us a copy, and it's very nice. Kind of funny to do a show last week with the interview and hadn't seen the magazine yet, but now having read it and seen it, great job. I hope that they go through with everything they say and can get more issues out further down the road because their first one's very nice, very well done. It covers everything you can almost imagine in a kayak kind of world, I guess, from big fish to freshwater, just all kinds of stuff. Good stories, good articles, all around, very good magazine. Not no cheesy, thin paper. Not a full of a bunch of ads. I think if I remember correctly last week, he said it's 30 page of ads for 100 page of art magazine. So that's a pretty good ratio there. So you're not going to be turning the page every time and trying to be sold something. But yeah, so go check it out. Last week he gave all the details of where to find it. Hopefully you tuned in. and were able to get those stores, because I quite honestly don't remember, but I know Barnes & Noble was one of the stores here locally in Virginia that's supposed to carry them. And I'm not sure if there's any more on the base for our military or DOD people who could get on there and go purchase it. But I think Don said that was the last at whichever store he shopped at. So, but if you get a copy or if you know somebody that's got one, see if you can borrow it and take a look at it. Pretty well done magazine. Even saw an ad in there. I said, not a lot of ads, and then I'm pointing out an ad. That's pretty cool because my favorite and only fly fishing magazine I like to read, the Drake, they had an ad in that magazine. So that's a pretty good combo there, a kayak fishing magazine and an ad for the Drake. I was trying to look through the front here and see if they had the same publisher, but I don't see any of that here. People who are publishing this are the same people who put out Canoe Magazine, Rapid, a couple other things. But anyway, so kayak fish, we'll take a look. What's everybody doing on the chat room, Chris? Like,
nothing. Talked about the magazine, who's got one, where to get one. Tommy J. just said he loves the kayak rack you got for the Tacoma.
Yeah, good news today, too. Speaking of that kayak rack that we got for the new truck, I got the phone call from Native that our new boats are shipping. So hopefully, good truck driver putting the foot down. Just because he's a nice guy, he can have them here by the weekend. They think that they should be here by Friday. So Sunday I'll be making a trip to Appomattox River Company over in Hampton where the boats are being delivered. So hopefully there'll be some new plastic in the backyard by the end of the weekend. But yeah, that rack is pretty nice. If anybody doesn't know what Tommy is talking about, you have a pickup truck with a bed that you're just throwing the kayaks in the back of. I highly suggest you go look at the Dual website and check out the extra sport rack. Put it together in the driveway in, I don't know, a little over an hour by myself. Put it in the truck. Very secure. The whole thing locks. It's got locks throughout so nobody can come in the middle of the night and steal it from you. I say that anything, I guess, can be taken, but it'd be a lot of work to take that off the truck. They're not going to be able to walk right up and undo a couple bolts and walk away with it. But lightweight, very strong. Holds 450 pounds, plus it has 32 adjustable positions up and down, so you can pretty much lay it right down the bed. Kind of have a disadvantage with that in the Tacoma because the wheel well hits on two of the uprights, but I don't think I need to lay it all the way down anyway. But 32 positions up and down, so you can kind of pick and choose the height you want to put it on there. I've talked to a couple people that own them, so they hold 6-7 kayaks on top of theirs. A little top-heavy then, but that's a lot of good weight. So we're pretty excited. We'll get to try it out this weekend as we attend our first Heroes on the Water event, which Tom Vanderheiden, the local chapter leader, will be calling in here a little while to give us some details on that. But and with that, too, I got my trailer hitch for the new truck that I'm going to put on tomorrow night with Dan, Chris's oldest. And then I also got my T-bone bed extender. New truck's going to be all rigged and pimped out by the weekend, so I'll put more pictures up on the old face place. Let everybody see. What's that?
That's pretty funny. I'm reading. Jay wants to upgrade so bad. He wants a new ride, 115. Allie says, no, I suggest it. I bet if he throws in the right purse, the right name brand purse, and get with me privately, I'm sure I can hook you up. She'll say yes.
Is that... See, and nobody really needs to listen to all this, I guess, but it must be Jay. I got just nothing but computer jargon there on somebody in the chat room. Did he just write above where Tommy had Jake said, still looking? Did Virginia Angler?
Yep, Virginia Jay.
Yeah, something's wrong there. I don't know. My computer's got nothing but a bunch of crazy words going on, not even words. Yeah. I don't know. Anybody else have those problems? Oh, R. Lee asked, what are those T-bones running, Mark? Well, they make a single and a tandem. I believe the tandem model goes for $169 right now. And then there's an additional charge if you want the pads with them. Now, cool thing about the pads, and I didn't do it now, but I think I will down the road, is the pads that they give you, or not give you, sell you, excuse me, for the T-bone, they can have them, they're not embroidered, I don't know what they are. But anyway, you can have your custom logo put on there, so this is what I'm trying to get at, stumbling over my own tongue. But anyway, so they'll hook you up and put on there whatever logo you want. If you got a guide service, your screen name, your business, whatever it may be on those pads, it takes a couple more days turnaround to do that as opposed to calling them up. And I don't know if anybody saw my post, how many of you on Facebook, but I was already impressed with T-Bone. I ordered it on a Wednesday afternoon at about 2 or 3 o'clock, called and talked to them and got it all straightened out, the deal done. And by Thursday at 4 o'clock, it was sitting on our front porch from Lexington, North Carolina. With that being said, I ordered the tool racks on a Wednesday, and we got them last Friday, previous Wednesday, so a week and a half in Connecticut somehow. That package, I hope the guy who drove the truck to bring the T-bone rack, the T-bone bed extender, the same guy that's driving the native kayaks from the plant, because that guy was hauling butt, so maybe that's the same guy. I'll get fortunate enough to get the kayaks here quicker than Friday. Anyway, yeah, I wish I knew what the heck Jay was saying there. Will you let me know when Jay's saying something important, Chris?
He's asking double L rack.
Double L rack?
Wrap, as in turkey wrap, deli wrap, wrap.
Rap.
Wrap.
I'm a short, fat white boy. I don't rap. Wrap on the truck or the kayak? That's pretty bad. I got to ask what the screen's saying. I don't know what's going on there. I need a computer tech. Any computer techs out there? Pretty weird. Everybody else see all the chat room fine?
I don't know. It's like really weird. Apparently, some people see Kai, Kevin. I don't. It's something is going on.
Yeah. I don't know. Anybody called in yet? We got any of our callers? No.
Patterson is holding. I could put him live if you want me to, but I don't.
Yeah, know. Let's see how Mark Patterson. Let's see what's going on in North Carolina, which reminds me, I got a report to read too. So.
Hey, Patterson, we're putting you on the spot.
Wow, put him on the spot. Are you in the bathtub?
Well, hello. How are you? How are you doing up there?
We're doing well. We're finally getting some weather again. We're a little rainy and wet here, but it's warmed up, and this coming weekend looks pretty nice, 70s and sunny, so we're turning the corner, I'm hoping.
Yeah, sitting up down here, actually I got on the water today with my friend Billy Scarborough, wave eater on our side. We went to Baden in search of monster catfish. We got inspired by seeing Kevin's photos of those huge drum he caught up there. We were like, well, we don't have access to that, but we've got some big catfish, so we went in search of, but did not succeed in procuring any of them, though. But we were still on the water.
Good day on the water.
We did. It was cool out there. We dressed kind of, appropriately for that. And so it was really, I must say, though, it really makes a difference. It's a little sidebar hook. It really makes a difference when you're out there if you wear a bright PFD. The boat, my PFD was really bright, and the kayak was bright, and Billy's was not. And the boats were whipping out there today, and they definitely could see me a little better out there. So just a tip out there, if you really want to be seen, bright is really good. I know it's obvious, but it really, they're actually, some of them steer away from me and almost steer a little too close to Billy. He was about 100 yards away.
Did you have the big hat on?
I had the big hat. I had the big flag. I actually had a flag that was, it's Luther's flag, Visipole. But what I did was I put it inside of, it looks so redneck. I put it inside a PVC pipe.
Not you.
Me. It was about 2 or 3 feet even taller, so it was elevated about 6 feet, which really was, I couldn't reach up there. Obviously, to turn it on if I needed to, which I didn't, thank goodness. But it really did make a difference out there today. It was nice. It was cloudy.
I know. In your garage, Mark, you still have your 80s bicycle flag on the big fiberglass pole with the orange triangle flag. I know you still held on to that from the 80s. Why don't you just use that thing?
Okay, let me tell you, first of all, we just had a 80s throwback party. And I had to go to the vintage store, and I basically bought all my stuff back.
You still got those parachute pants. I know you do.
I have the hammer pants. I had the cool Modi sunglasses. I had the hat. I was rocking it. It was
How
awesome.
Come we haven't seen any pictures of that on Facebook, huh?
Actually, they were. They were. You have to go back through my. I don't know how to read. You have to go back and check those out. I had the peach parachutes, the green penguin shirt, and the red Don Johnson blazer.
There's your fashion tip from the Double L show. Do not dress like Mark Patterson.
Hey, Jay Brooks would like some insider tips for some fish down there because Jay's in North Carolina right now.
Stay with us, Mark. I'm going to go ahead. That's a good little segue again. We got all these good segues tonight. We didn't even plan any of this because we're going to go ahead and get right to Philip Rucker's report. Philip had us usual weekly fishing report from North Carolina, part of Kayak Fishing NC and the Get Outdoor store right there in Mark Patterson's hometown of Greensboro, North Carolina. So let's just see if he's got anything here that maybe will help Jay out. Probably not, because Philip's not going to give away all that information. But we'll start with the freshwater scene, it looks like. The Roanoke River here that continues cooler than normal waters for this time of year, he says, has striped bass scattered along the river from the town of Weldon down to Highway 42. Note that the harvest season ends today at midnight, so pay attention, all you North Carolina anglers. Get out there and fish hard tonight if you want a striper, because at midnight, we're shutting the doors on you. North Carolina Wildlife Commission considers extending this season but decided against it due to the lower-than-normal supply of key length and aged fish. The single hook bent barb rule still in effect for those still wanting to target them. All strippers must be returned to the river immediately. So, not even enough said about that one. Then on to the Neuse River. Am I saying that right, Mark? Is it the Neuse?
Ooh, I muted him because he's got so much background noise. Okay, now you can ask him.
I was just making sure I was pronunciating the rivers of North Carolina correctly. The Neuse River, Chad and Trey Bass are beginning to move back down the river from Raleigh. And then he says the Neuse did a Pamlico sound. Specks have been biting topwater wells. Fresh bass and drums seem to prefer subsurface lift. Inshore coastal. Last week produced some high tide grass floods. Reds were getting the grass early but weren't aggressively feeding. Carolina rigged natural or scented baits work very slow. The dead sticking were working the best. So still a little sluggish down there, I guess, or all that water. Well, full moon, too. Full moon, the eyes get a little bigger. Pupils get a little larger. They get a little thickier, too. So full moon's on the way out, I guess, now. So maybe it'll be a little better for everybody down there. And he says, here we got some events. Past event, Carolina Yakfish Series, Saturday, April 27th. Shelly. And in parentheses, I just got to put this in. So it says, you should know by now, he's a dude. Shelly Alfred placed first with three fish at 44 and 3/4 inches. And this weekend, the upcoming event for Get Outdoors Charity Kayak Fishing Tournament is this Saturday, May 4th, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Anglers can choose between 7 bodies of water to fish from. This is 3 fish, largemouth, bass, catch, float, and release event benefiting the Haw River Trail and Haw River Assembly. Go to shopgetoutdoors.com. Registration increases by $10 after midnight tonight. So everybody in North Carolina, you got 2 deadlines tonight by midnight. Catch your striper to keep and get your registration in, or you're going to pay $10 more to enter the Charity Kayak Fishing Tournament. Thanks again, Philip. We always appreciate it. You can check out more of what Philip's got going on at kayakfishingnorthcarolina.com. Very cool. So, Mark, did you meet him again?
Yes, I did. Sorry. And I think Tom is with us now, too.
Okay, well, let's get Mark through here. So, Mark, give us real quick, Phil Phillips Left Charity Tournament. We got to keep moving here. We got a couple calls in front of you, but I want you to tell us real quick, because I know you're fishing in that tournament this weekend, correct?
I am. I signed up yesterday, actually.
All right, so you made the cutoff. Good boy. You were listening, paid attention, didn't lose
$10. I did. I didn't. Yes, that's correct.
Cool. So, big event, right? Pretty good size, usual.
I think so. They've done. They've expanded. What they did was, which I really like, they went to a three fish total. You know, you score three bass, which I think is going to help the better anglers, the more skilled anglers. What we had done in the past was it was just one fish, one and done. And you catch one large fish and boom, you could win it. And this year they've made it the total of three, score three. So I think the better anglers, and again, we have some really strong bass anglers down here with the Carolina Yakfish guys, Joey and Bob, and of course Phillip, and I think Nathan Raycroft's going to be here, and Shelley, who's he's an excellent angler, and he is a dude. And he's there. He does. I mean, they're strong. So it's going to be a strong field. My goal is just to catch three total. If I can just score three fish, I'll be a happy guy. So I look forward to it. And the weather looks like it's shaping up great. So if you haven't signed up, please do. It's a great event, and they're a great paddle shop. So support those guys.
Very cool. Well, we wish you luck, Mark. Go out there and tell Shelly the dude we're pulling for him and you.
All right.
But now you guys
you.
Have a good time. Maybe I know Philip will send us an updated what happened, but maybe you get us a few minutes next Tuesday and call in and kind of, or Philip, if you're listening, you can both call in and just let us know what happened in the event. We always like to hear what's going on with our southern state.
Well, we would love to have you guys come down, the Double L crew. You know, that would be nice down there. You always got, you got, we can find you somewhere to reside. We can take good care of you.
Yeah, I know. And now you can tell me all about those 80s outfits and stuff you guys are wearing down there. The last thing I want to wake up to is see you walking around the house and hear Don Johnson get up.
If I can get this thing up, if I can get this stupid computer to work, I'm sending you something, brother.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it's going. I'm not going to hold my breath, though. You and computers. So. Very cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Mark. We'll keep you on hold there. If you got anything to interject, just hit one, like I said earlier.
Thank you. Great show.
All right. Take care. Bye. Tommy V in the house.
I think maybe.
Or Kevin. Which one?
Oh, here. I'm here.
Hey.
Here, wait. Commercial.
Uh-oh.
I think. Okay, got it.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
There you go.
And
what's going on?
Can I say something real quick?
It
appears that people are having a problem getting into the chat room, however, are listening live with that. Guten Abend, Lars. Es tut mir wirklich leid, dass du hier nicht reinkommen kannst. Aber wir denken an dich. Okay, carry on.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. But I know it. All right. Well, people are having trouble getting into the chat room or seeing the chat because I still got that crazy.
They can't see the chat room, nothing. He can hear us and.
Well, no, just to let you guys know, it's working great for me.
you have both, everything tonight.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you got your phone back, you're ready to roll.
I'll tell you what, when you lose a phone or you crack your phone, it's amazing how out of control you feel.
Isn't that the truth? I was just talking to somebody today about, it's kind of sad, in a way, it's kind of sad how dependent we become on those things. But when I was down in Curacao, I had to take my phone with me, obviously, but I wouldn't have it on for signal, so I wouldn't get charged $1 million for international roaming. But I always carried the phone to use it as a camera. Anyway, the point of my story was Dave and I, my boss, I travel with, we were on the island out sightseeing, and we kept trying to, like, wonder what this is, wonder what that is. And you're so used to Googling it on your phone or searching something or looking for directions. I couldn't do anything. It just kind of was weird how you never realize, like, how much you get dependent on your phone. So to not have one at all, yeah, it would be pretty weird.
It messed me up so bad I thought I was off on Friday.
That's just because you have that schedule you can't keep up with.
Between that and forgetting about a meeting that I had Thursday night, I don't know when we're going to prepare for this weekend thing, but it'll all work out.
Yeah, always does. So this weekend, that's what we got here to talk about this weekend. We got our first Tidewater Howe event. So give us a little insight about what's going on there, what you need from everybody, and if you still need help.
Yeah, this Saturday, May 4th, is the first event for 2013 for the Tidewater chapter. We're going to get our fail-safe spot of Rudy Inlet, and we've got reports that for us, at least, it's going to be. Looks like it might be a good day. Looks like the bluefish are moving in. As far as our vet participants, looks like we're going to have a overflowing house. We usually like to keep around 10. Looks like we're probably up around 13, and it may even grow from that. And then volunteers, we're stacked up on volunteers. Everybody responded well to the emails that we sent out. Just to let everybody know, you know, some of the chapters notify everybody about their events through their Facebook page and stuff like that. Here at the Tidewater chapter, we like to do it strictly by email, and then we like to document our outings and our events with pictures and stories and stuff on our Facebook. And that way we've got, we're pretty in control of who's going to be there and who's not going to be there. And we don't have a whole bunch of people show up and we're not prepared for that. So if you're interested in volunteering with the Tidewater chapter of Heroes on the Water, send us an email at tom.v@heroesonthewater.org, or you can go up on our Facebook page and just private message us up there. And if you're a participant, you can do the same thing. If you're a Wounded Warrior or a family member of a Wounded Warrior that want to sign your family member up, just contact us the same way. And we'll put you on our email list, and you'll get everything that we put out on upcoming events, and that way you can plan and we can plan.
Very cool. You know, it's something, and I didn't mention this again, and I wanted to mention this tonight, and you helped me remember, is that I mentioned last week on the show that I have a young man who, a friend of mine, contacted me who lost his father, a local police officer, and we're trying to get together and get him some kayak goodies for his boat and rig his kayak up and whatnot. So I asked everyone last week, and I'm asking again this week, if anybody out there, I know everybody's in their garage, got more stuff than they could probably use. If you got some stuff that you wouldn't mind donating, hit me up, hit Chris up, any, Facebook, however, give us a call. But that reminded me, too, that Tom is not only just for our servicemen and women, too, correct? Military, that is.
That's right. I mean, if you go up on the website and everything, you'll see that it's for Wounded Warriors. But it is, our services that we provide are for all service-related injuries and stuff, whether it's military or first responders, fire and police. We're out there for them also, and they're more than welcome to participate. And I believe in future years we'll probably be actively seeking them out. Right now we've got such a huge need with our military that, we haven't reached out too far past that. In fact, in years past we really had mainly one military group that we reached out to, and this year we're reaching out to a few more because numbers in one dwindle at any given time, and that way we've got a bunch of different areas that we can help people not let some of our spaces go to waste, by not filling them.
Right. Very cool. So you just got back recently from a trip that you took, I guess, was it for all chapter leaders, and is there anything you'd like to share from any of that? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. There's information. I know you guys do a lot of brainstorming. I guess I use that term loosely, but a lot of brainstorming down there in Texas. That's what the get-together is for, but I know you came back and said you were pretty excited. A lot of, you know, it was a good meeting. You guys had a good time, a lot of good work being done. Anything from that you could share with our listeners and with our...
Yeah, what it was is we all suffered through traveling down to Texas, south of Port Lavaca, Texas, which is about 2.5 hours slightly southwest of Houston. And we, you know, we suffered, you know, going down there and fishing and eating way too much food and telling too many stories. But we did it for Hal, you know. I mean, we bit the bullet on this one.
Took one for the team, huh, Tom?
Took it for the team, baby. It was a great weekend, a long weekend. Flew down on Thursday. I came back on Monday. Got to meet a slew of folks from the other chapters. Found out that we even grew while we were sitting there having meetings. I think Hal was up to about 40 chapters now. Going in down there, we were all thinking 37, 38 chapters. So we grew by a few chapters while we were down there. But by far the majority of the chapters were represented in one way or another. And we got to meet everybody. We got to put a face with the phone calls and a face with the emails and text messages and Facebook pages, which was great. And you know, we got some guidance from the national that we were waiting to hear on. And one of the big things that's going to be happening real soon, and I thought it was going to happen this week. So you know, keep your eyes peeled and check on that. HeroesOnTheWater.org website, our national website, that's going to be brand new. It's going to be pretty exciting. All the individual chapters are going to have an individual page on that we control the content on. So, you know, any of our volunteers out there, if you have, you know, a good eye for writing or how our webpage should look, you're not going to have a lot of control on it, but, you know, we're looking for people to write stories and take pictures and all that kind of stuff. So that was one of the really cool things. And just the way we go around doing our business as a chapter, we define that, and they restructured that a little bit, which is going to make it easier for everybody. And just, you know, some of the upcoming things that Hal's going to be doing, you're going to see Hal really explode in the next year or two. I think you're going to see a big insurgence of new chapters. You know, there's a lot of exposure that's happening. In fact, let me go ahead and throw this one in. Can I throw this something in right here?
You can throw whatever you like, and that's why we got you.
Carry the Load started off today. And what that is, it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And their mission is to regain the true meaning of Memorial Day. And they're doing that through a big walk, which is from New York to Dallas. It's kind of like a walkathon type thing. Different organizations sign up to walk certain legs of it and all that. But aside from that, there's also smaller walks and in, you know, not tied into that actual path from New York to Dallas, but you can do one anywhere, and kind of get donations for your walk and all that. And it's to bring attention to the people that have fallen for our country. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. But in turn, what this organization does is they give that money to organizations out there that are supporting the veterans and all that, and Heroes on the Water is a big recipient of that. So that's why we really want to get the word out on it, because last year they helped us and at the national level, and the plan is for them to do that again this year. And anything that we can do to help at the local level, we want to try to do.
Okay, so again, just tell everybody who may be listening, not in the chat room, what is the name of the organization again? I'm trying to.
The name of the organization is Carry the Load, and if you go up on our Facebook page, our local Facebook page, Tidewater Chapter, you'll see a link to that. Or you can go to carrytheload.org, and that's directly to their website. And they are a 501c3 nonprofit also.
I'm sorry, Tom, one more time. Carry a load?
Carry
I got
the
it.
Load. T-H-E load. Carry the load.
Dot
carry
org?
Dot, yes, dot org. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I've seen their stuff on Facebook and all before, so it's pretty neat.
But,
I think they're doing a paddle thing this weekend, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't really get involved at the Tidewater chapter in this. Maybe in years coming up, we will. You know, we're still trying to get things scheduled and all that, because we're really expanding on the type of events that we're holding at the local chapter. So I had to put a lot of energy into that. But maybe next year we can find somebody that will kind of take that under their wing. Hey, I also want to let you know something that we recently did. We're real excited about it at the Tidewater chapter. We had a young guy that came to our organization last year and wanted to learn something about kayak fishing, and had talked to Chad Hoover on the side of the road. And Chad, he had actually saw the sticker on the back of Chad's truck and flagged him down. And Chad told him all about Heroes on the Water. And anyways, he ended up contacting our national office, and our national office contacted us at the Tidewater chapter, and in turn we got a hold of him. But this guy came out to just about everything that we did last year. I mean, everything. Whether it was a fishing thing or kayak fishing thing or setting up a booth at demo day or whatever it was, Bass Pro Shops or whatever, he did everything. And he is a wounded warrior himself, and he started as a veteran participant, and he's extremely excited and supportive of our mission. So bringing him into our leadership circle was the next logical step, and we're real excited about this, and he's already making things happen in a very quick manner. We've actually brought him in as our community outreach and veteran liaison, and he's actually gone over to the Portsmouth Navy Medical Center a few times, made some key contacts, not only with the administration over there, but also with the veterans themselves. And him and I went over there on Monday morning and met with some groups, and that's why our vet numbers for this weekend went from about 4 participants to 13 within a day. He comes across real well. He knows what he's talking about, and we're real excited about that.
Well, who is it?
It's Kendall Wallingford. I'm sorry. I didn't name him, did I?
Everybody in the chat was like, and it is. And it sounds
yeah,
like going
yeah.
down, but it's like, I thought you were just building it up to say his name, then you were just done.
Yes, Staff Sergeant Kendall Wallingford III, United States Marine Corps retired. That's our guy. And, we think the world of him, and he's doing some great things for the Tidewater chapter and all of Howe, actually.
So this would not be the time to make any kind of jokes, huh?
Well, you got a Marine there with you, so I don't know. You going to make them about me?
No, actually, I was going to ask, how does Kendall's wife feel about Section Honor about things? But I better not.
When we announced it on our Facebook page, she was extremely pleased.
I saw that. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, well deserved, Kendall. Congrats.
Good to go.
It's been an honor being on the water with you as an angler and now as a part of the Howe Direct. That's going to be really cool. I appreciate everything you did, done, and are going to do in the future, Kendall. So
that's exactly right. I know you guys are on a schedule, and I know you got that Croker guy coming up.
I keep losing him, honey.
Okay. All
right, well, let's do that.
But anyways, just to let you know, so this Saturday we're going to be out at Rudy Inlet fishing, kayak fishing, and then – what is it, May 18th, we'll be at the Wild River Outfitters Demo Day out at First Landing State Park, and we'll have a booth there. That won't be a veteran fishing thing. That'll be just us helping to spread the word about what we do. And then Saturday, May 25th, we've got another kayak fishing event. That's actually going to be on the eastern shore of Virginia up in Watcha Creek area. Still have a little bit more planning to do on that, but Island House Restaurant. And,
Road trip.
Trip, though. Up there and back. It's, you know, it's about an hour, hour and a half from us, so it's not a bad
trip. We have to scout it first.
I need to take a day off. But anyways, Blake Johnson, the owner-operator of Island House Restaurant, is going to host us up there. And it looks like we'll have a fun time. I don't know what kind of numbers we're going to have, but I'm sure we'll have enough to have a wonderful time. So,
Kevin is back with us.
The Croaker guy is back with us now.
The Croaker guy.
Well, Tom, stick with us here, and we appreciate you calling in, and anytime anything we can do here on the Double L Show to help spread the word, you just let us know. Shoot us an email or just do like you did tonight and call in, and we'll get the word out there to everybody. So
we appreciate
all your hard work, too, dealing with the Tidewater chapter. I know you enjoy it, but I still know it's a lot of work. I definitely, one, being a veteran myself, appreciate everything you're doing and all your time that you put into it. You still have a real job and a family to take care of, so thank you for.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate everything that you and Chris have done for Howe and the Tidewater chapter. You guys have been longtime supporters right from the very start when Corey started the chapter and years ago, and you guys have been there through thick and thin and every day, rainy days and cold days and hot days, and yeah, we really do value y'all's commitment to the chapter, that's for sure.
I appreciate it, Tom. All right, Kayak Kevin in the house now.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to do a commercial thing.
Well, do a commercial thing. Do something different this time, then.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Kevin have his own intro? What happened to that? Didn't you just have your own intro, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, where is that?
Stuff that DeVore made.
I'm looking.
Uh-oh.
Wow. I see all the buttons.
It was something like this. It was chung 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 chung. Something like that. That's good enough. How's that? Boom.
All right, there we go. We got it. I was gonna hit the fireside one real quick, but that would have been.
Oh yeah, that'd be funny. Here, we'll get. Oh, where's fireside? Is gone too.
That's a bad spot. I wish everybody could see what we have to go through. All these buttons that are on that list now.
Oh,
we're gonna find it. We're packing it.
And without. Here's Kayak Kevin's new intro, The Softer Side of Kevin.
Nope.
Reminds me of that old Saturday Live skit where that guy would talk. Oh man, what was his name? Doggone it, I'm a nice person.
Greg Becker.
Yeah.
Oh, why? All
right, hit the stop button.
I did.
Okay,
there you go.
Very good. All right, Kevin. Well, that's not you, but you're here now, so we got you. First off, Kevin, and I know we don't need to talk about things over and over again, but I just want to say again my condolences to you and losing that brand-new kayak of yours. And everybody that's in the chat room is probably aware of what happened to you, brother. I feel for you.
We too. Yeah. He wasn't brand-new, but it was still a boat that we were going to utilize this year. So they say like three. The bad luck stuff comes in threes, right? So I think I had my third one today. Today I got a speeding ticket. It was in my mom's car because Saturday my mom borrowed my car and then my transmission blew my truck. So now like an extra couple bill on top of that. So
we'll go buy a lottery ticket tomorrow, brother.
That's
it's gonna turn around for you.
That's the third one. It's got to be over by now.
As I said, go buy a lottery ticket tomorrow. You're coming around now. It's going to come
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, just to let you know, that type of stress isn't good for you. So I want to let you know that the Tidewater chapter of Heroes on the Water is here for you. And if you want to come out, and we'll take you out kayak fishing and maybe teach you a few things about catching bluefish and maybe some flounders, speckled trout. So we're here for you, buddy. Okay? Just let
you
know.
Thank you.
Hey,
take
Kevin.
You up on it.
Joe would like to know what city you got the ticket in.
Oh, on the bridge, Joe. On the bridge.
The wannabe cops, huh? They're not the folks, not the real cops. The bridge.
Yeah, but I was in my mom's car, and it's a little car. And, you know, I drive a truck, and next thing, you know, look, the speedometer was at 60. I look down, I'm just kind of cruising along, thinking about stuff. And next thing I know, it's like up close to 80. I see the cop. I'm like, oh, he's got me. He's totally got me. You know, no way out. Yep.
Yeah, you weren't even in a gray area. You were definitely speeding.
No. 74, which isn't reckless, so it's not that bad, but it's still going to be a couple hundred bucks. But then, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so we got that out. Doom and gloom over. Sorry to hear about your kayak. Everybody that's out there already aware, but you got to keep your eye out for Kevin's kayak. Who knows where or what, but Kevin told me the other day that it has a telltale hatch by the tank well that no other Trident has on it, so that should help you right there pinpoint the kayak.
Yeah,
correct.
They can change anything on the boat, but they can't change that because it's a structural hole in the deck.
Hole,
so there's no way to repair that or take it out and change it. They can take out my foot pegs, they can take out my anchor trolleys, they can take out all the rigging, all that stuff. Even Luther's stuff, they can pull that out of there, but they can't take that away. It's a round hatch that's behind the tank well.
The funny thing is, and I'm going to get to the fishing stuff because that's what this is, the fishing show, but the funny thing is you're going to be at the tackle shop working, and, you know, somebody's going to be dragging a body in there as a bloody little pulp that was a kayak. Found him.
Just save some for me, please.
Yeah. Very common thing. It's very, very, you know, stealing's bad all around. I mean, we've experienced a lot of that here locally. Got to lock them up, guys. I don't have to preach to you. I don't have to tell you, but
yep.
I lock mine up when it's on top of the truck because I know how quickly I can get it off the truck to go fishing. So
yep.
I can imagine a couple of thieves that want to take it. They'd probably be a lot quicker than me. Robert R. Lee, who's in the chat, he had his stolen earlier this year, or maybe spring of last year. Poor Corey had brand new two kayaks on top of his vehicle stolen.
Never even been
on
the water.
Yeah, never even been wet. It's brand new.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot more out there. There's people we don't know who get them stolen. So, and the other bad part about that to me, I always worry about and think about is, you know, that guy could have hopped your boat, Corey's boat, Rob Lee's boat off, and some guy's going to be out in Rudy Paddle on that boat. And he bought it off Craigslist, and everybody's going to be telling him he's paddling a stolen boat. So somebody's getting a Scrooge besides for just you on the whole deal. So, but anyway.
Yeah,
that was my moment about that. Let's get back to the good stuff, like fishing. So you did have bad luck this week. We're over that, but yeah, it seems like you must have had a little good luck, too, or at least some good times on the water, because I see that you found some fish this past weekend, week.
Yep, right. Yeah, right before that. Well, it wasn't all a great week. Rob came down, and Richie Beckley came out, and we had a windy day and nothing happening too much on that. So that was just kind of one of those days out there. And then a couple of days later, Lee came up, and then we ran into him.
So is it typical? Are you, because I know you're a log keeping, you got everything on track, and if everybody's not paying attention to what we're talking about, the big bull reds have shown up. Is this about the time of the year? Are we good on time? Everything lined up well? Or is it typical?
Yeah, it's water temps. So, yeah, when the water temperature starts to hit 60 degrees, that's what you're looking for.
So we're there.
Yeah. Well, in that area, and you got to look at the satellite maps. You can't look at the first island report. You got to kind of look at the satellite maps because the marshes warm up before the middle of the bay does.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you can give away as much information as you want or don't, Kevin. And I totally respect you for that. But are we on a live bait fishery or are you dead baiting, artificial? I know you said.
Both artificial and live baits.
Both artificial and live
baits. Yeah, the other day, eight were caught. And I caught two, Lee caught three, Underwood caught three. Right, that's 6, 7, 8. And both of mine were caught on live craft, and the rest of the guys were caught on artificials.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool. That's good to know. I mean, it's just nice to hear that you can get out there and do your thing with either way, so the live crab or artificials. Wow, I don't want to ask you much, but I just want to make sure that. What am I trying to say here with that? Slack. What's a good way to put this? Tidal conditions, water conditions. What are you looking for?
Temperatures. It's all about
temperatures.
Temperatures. The reports on my website. And if you're looking on Facebook and looking at those pictures, the links to my report is there too. So, and there's a lot more pictures that aren't up on Facebook yet that I have on my website. And so we paddle out, and it's like 55 degrees or so where we start. And we see a buddy of mine, and he comes out from this one area and doesn't see anything. So we know we don't have to go that way. It's too cold over there anyway. We're already kind of feeling that this area is too cold. So we paddle all the way across to the other side where it's now going current in the middle of the day. Whatever warmer water is going to be coming out of the marshes, right, coming out of the mud flats in that area. So
right.
We paddle into that direction. And once we get into that direction, we start getting into that temperatures. And that's where we kind of hovered around. And all we do is paddle around and troll. We troll little swim baits and jig heads with big giant curly tails on it. We just troll around, and that's how we found them this time. We couldn't see. Usually we'll sight cast to them. If the water clarity is good, we'll sight cast. But Friday we couldn't see. We didn't see a one, until we hooked up and disturbed the school. None of them. Even
right.
My live bait one that was hooked up right beside that the boat weren't seen. And so Lee hooks up, I'm fighting, I'm casting, not getting nothing. He lands, I go over to take pictures of him. While I'm taking pictures of him, I throw a live bait in the water. And right at the end of me taking pictures of Lee, my bait goes down. And that's pretty much how I did both of my fish that day, just taking pictures and putting the live bait down.
Gotcha. Very cool. So we're on the red drum bite now. What's next on Kaya Kevin's list? What do you mark off after the red drum? I know you got your little system that you go through every season, all throughout the year.
Yeah,
what do we look for next?
Flounder is going to start talking flounder here soon. June is a real good month for flounder. Through May, we're still good on May. We're still on red drum through May. It'll start to get harder to find them over there on the Eastern Shore. They'll start moving into the bay. They've already kind of started moving into the bay. That kind of happens all at the same time. They start to scatter out. They start to be inconsistent, coming in and out of the shallow waters and back out into the ocean and into the bay again. So it just gets harder. And then you get bigger sharks that come in the area and bigger rays, live bait, and even, putting baits out is nearly impossible once you get closer to June because of all the critters and big critters. Yeah.
So then you move on to the flounder. That's your usual system.
Yeah, well, that's usually if I'm going to have an odd year this year. I'm going to have to get a second job and have to work to kind of pay back himself. But usually I would go we would target flounder for a couple of weeks, and then in the summertime, once it gets heavy summertime, you start hitting the bridge for all that shenanigans.
Right, shenanigans. Good way to put it. As long as I get one more video this year of Lee, that's what you got to get me. One more of those funny Lee videos. I look forward to that video every once in a while. It pops back up. I saw it a week ago. It recycled again.
Even if I'm not getting in on the water, I've got so much footage. I mean, really, if I got injured and had to be laid up for months or so, I could put out.
You better knock on wood right now with the week that happened. I'm not wood.
Yeah. Injury's a nice break anyway.
Go ahead.
plenty of videos, and I haven't even looked at the stuff that we've gotten from this past week. I'm just now starting to go through those cameras, so yeah, I'll be able to put some.
I got to work for you because it's something I have never even, I don't know, as long as I fished here, my boat days, kayak times, forever. I mean, I don't know why I never have. I've never been a big spring striper guy. I never really, I guess, because everything else is kicking off at the same time. And we've had, you know, we finished our year with striper kind of thing, so I don't get too excited. What is that looking like for this year? How is things looking on track for that spring striper season?
Usually that's about right now.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, but that's in the shallows.
Right.
The last 2 years of how we've gotten on that. You know, I've been going to Eastern Shore for, this is, we kind of thought about this the other day, been doing the red drum chasing over there in Eastern Shore for 9 years. We figured out, it took us 3 years to figure out how to target, you know, sight cast to them. We're doing the sight casting for about 6 years. And for the last 2 years, we've found out about those striper. And it seemed like it was pretty consistent for those 2 years. This year, they kind of seemed scattered before they came in. We haven't seen them yet, and I haven't really gotten strong reports of them yet. If you guys have run into them, I think I might have had a bite of one when we were trolling the other day in that area. But, you know, I'm not sure. So it's weird. We haven't really seen them strong, so that could be weird. But usually what happens is we get them in there for only about a week. We get them in those shallow waters for only about a week. If you have the kayak fishing in Chesapeake Bay DVD number 2, that happens a week. When you see all those schools of striper thick, you know, blackening the water, that happens for about a week, and then they're gone, and they go out to the islands of the Chesapeake Bay Birds Channel where guys start to catch them during trophy season, you know, jigging behind the tubes.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say that from one video I remember, yeah. In the shallows over there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen for long.
So we've covered those fish. I kind of like right now, and you can help, Kevin, if you'd like to or not, and that's fine if you just want to sit back. I kind of like some croaker intel now, too, because I feel like croaker are going to start pretty soon, and I want to make sure that our listeners and even myself are clued in on the proper techniques of catching croaker. Is there anybody out there to share any information on croaker and when they start targeting and catching croaker? Anyone?
I thought I've heard croaker being caught.
Well,
if you're really good and you sing to them, they'll jump in your boat.
Oh, there he is. You sing to them.
Yeah, if you're a good singer and you sing to them, the croaker will actually jump right into your boat.
I think we ought to get some film footage of that and see if Kevin can work it into one of his upcoming videos. Maybe we can croaker into.
I didn't say that I actually was successful with that technique. I said if you're really good.
Because what I would do is, and I guess I can't say I would pay for the film because nobody uses film anymore, but whatever the expense, I guess, I would say if only you would sing one of Kayak Kevin's songs from back in his
Band-Aid
on the
water.
No,
that won't work for
Croaker.
Yeah.
I just want to hear Tom sing one of Kayak Kevin's.
Oh, yeah. I second that. Come on, somebody. Come on, Kevin. You need to put a video or something on Tom's wall so he knows what we're talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Him jumping into the crowd and stuff. I've seen some of those videos.
We'll get you a wig for that, Tom.
Fling your head around.
I think jumping around the stage like he jumped around would probably give me a heart attack, though.
Oh, okay.
And a broken stage.
Well, I'm sorry. You know I love you, Tom, but I was going to say, don't be doing any crowd surfing. That would be a tough one. You jump off the stage out to the crowd, it's going to be too bossy.
Boy, there'd be some sand rash there, wouldn't there?
There'd be some flattened audience right there, brother. Oh, man, sorry, I couldn't help myself on that one.
I could see somebody strapping a GoPro to their forehead with a big old lard ass. I mean, red card!
Did you just say it live on the air?
He covered it. He's good.
It's your imagination.
Do I have to notify Chip to edit our
A big old C-30 coming in at them.
So to get you a football jersey. Looks like a carrier.
That's right.
All right, well, we're at the top of the hour. Kevin, like I said, sorry to hear about your bad luck, but you keep going out there doing what you do, brother. We appreciate it. We love reading your reports and keeping up with you. And hopefully things will straighten out there. Get the truck fixed.
Yep.
So the Reds will be around for a little while. I'm sure you'll keep going over and playing with them. Yes, no?
Yeah, I should be able to get my truck back this weekend. Looks like this week's looking pretty bad. Looks like, I mean, northeast winds. Yeah.
Kevin, make sure you get with Joe, please. Joe specifically asked that you get that message. Get with Joe Mancini.
Okay?
Cool. He's got a ruler he wants you to borrow.
I don't know. He didn't say, but he wants me to make
19.
Sure Kevin got that message.
19.
You have to keep laying it down. The redfish keep going down. How many times do you have to? 4 times at that ruler. Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to let everybody get back to your daily routine of whatever that may be. Appreciate Tom and Mark Patterson and, of course, Guy and Kevin for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
I don't think I have anything else great to interject tonight. We're going to wrap it up now. So, Chris, get us out of here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, who's listening on your apps. And, again, thank you for those who downloaded the show through podcast. We appreciate it. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to the Wednesday show with Mark Wheeler. Thursday, tree hugger Chip Gibson, the godfather of all this craziness. And bring it back around next Monday for a Redfish Chuck down in Florida. And don't forget, sign up for the Boondoggle if you're trying to get a camping spot. I don't know what's happened in the last hour, but there was only 8 left before the show started. So get your name in the hat or else you're sleeping out in town, I guess. All right, everybody. Have a good night. Get out there and fish this weekend. The weather's looking good. See a lot of you at the Howe event in Rudy on Saturday morning. That's all I got. Take care.
Thanks. Safety. Don't be deceived. Water temperatures are still in the 50s. Be safe. Don't play around out there. And remember, take your children fishing. They are our next generation angler. And with that said, I know TK just did a big trash pickup. By all means, guys, you see something floating or within your reach, just pick up the trash, particularly the fishing line. That's a big problem. Anyways, good night, everybody. Tight line, no matter where you're fishing.